Christian Clay Sell. So, there's a lot of niggin, you know? So, geschmack, now, sing that niggin. It gets a lot out. Takes me back also. It's crazy that it's been almost 2 months since Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that crazy to think about that, no? Almost 2 months since, a month and a half since Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's been exactly over a month since Yom Kippur. First thing, where are we holding that? But the Indian of El, the Indian of Rosh Hashanah, the Indian of Yom Kippur, if you look around, you see a lot of people davening very hard, right? If you look on Yom Kippur especially, you see people, mamish, almost even some people crying, right? So the thing is that what happens, unfortunately, to a lot of people is that the days of El, the days of Rosh Hashanah, the days of Yom Kippur are the only days of the year they daven. After that, davening, just, you know, I'll put it back into the thing and I'll wait till El next year. And people are just like, what's the deal? You're crying and davening like crazy on during these days. What happened to you? So what's the inyan of tefillah? So, it comes here. If you look in our parsha this week, Vayera, Shem Koshal, so discuss what we said before, the Yertzeit or of Zevul Kitzis, Tom of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, who was the chauffeur blower of the Baal Shem Tov HaZbayis Kever last year. He's buried right next to the Baal Shem Tov also. So, Schus Yagin Elinu. So, goes like this. Perek Yud Tes, Pasach Yichav Gimel. Right, so it's after the episode. So let's just step back a little bit, yeah? So we know the Maisa, that the Malachim come, right? Three Malachim, right? One comes to heal Avram. The other comes to tell Sarah that she's going to have a baby. What does the other one come to do?
Stone.
Right, save Lot, right? Oh, sorry, no, sorry. Right, overturn stone, destroy stone. So we see a whole episode goes down. It's very interesting, just to say it outside. You see, all of a sudden, Hashem's about to destroy stone. And Hashem says, you know, it's not right of me if I don't tell Avram I'm going to destroy it, since Avram, you know, he's like in charge of the whole world. So, right, the Rashi says, so it's not right if I don't tell Avram. So he tells him to destroy stone. So what happened next? So Avram says, you know, maybe you could save it for 50. Avram starts doubting. 50 people. 45. Fine, maybe there's 40 good people. Maybe there's 30 good people. Maybe there's 20. Maybe there's 10. 9, 8, 7, right? Goes down. And Avram doubting like crazy. Man, it's not just like Avram Avinu. Can't get a bigger tzaddik in the world than Avram Avinu. And what happens to stone?
Destroyed.
Right? So if you look, the pasuk right after, when it speaks about after destroyed, not just destroyed, flipped over. You know what I mean? Like we can't even masik that. You know, it's not there anymore. Right? It says, where's the pasuk? Or that's not a pasuk. So it says like this. Yid tes chav gimel. Ah. Fine. It goes like this. That right after, right after that pasuk, when its mom's flipped over and it's destroyed, it says about Avram Vinu. Can't find the pasuk right now. So it says, right after that, it says, Vayashkim Avram. Right? Vayamod Sham. Right? It says Avram got up early and he stood in the place where he was before. So if you look at that pasuk, it says, Vayamod Sham. So in the Gemara, in Brachos, say, ah, here. Perfect. Right? Vayashkim pasuk Av Zayin. Vayashkim Avram Baboker, El Hamakom, Asher Amad Sham, Es Pnei Hashem. Where he stood before. Yeah? So on that, if you look over here, it says, Vayashkem brachos vav oven beiz. So what does it say over there, brachos vav oven beiz? It says, Ein amida ela, perfect. Ein amida ela lashon tefillah. That says that Avram stood there. So learn from that Ein amida, that whenever you see the word amida or amad, it's lashon tefillah. And that Avram, that was the place where Avram davened. So we learn out shachris, Vayashkem, from this place. Let me ask you a question, right? You're going to learn out chakras from this place, possibly the most epic failure of a tefillah ever. You ever think about that? Avram just davened that stone should be destroyed. He poured his heart out for it. And Hashem said, I can't help you. Poof, flipped the whole thing over. And from there we learn chakras? Isn't that, that sounds ridiculous, no? Even more ridiculous than what we did last night. No, am I crazy? What do you guys think? Sounds pretty stupid. I don't mean to say that, but that's a bad place to learn tefillah from, no? So why do we learn tefillah from here? It has to be something deeper. It has to be something deeper. So my Rebbe Rav Matal Zilber said, mamish one of the strongest things I think I heard last year. He said like this, who was the only person saved in stone? Lot. Who, what did Lot do after, right? So Lot, him, he had children with his daughter. Yeah? Who did they give birth to? Moab. Right? She named her son Moav. Yeah? Who did Moav give birth to? Okay. Who was a princess in Moab a couple of generations later? What's the Megillah read on Shuas? Rus. Okay, so Rus comes from Moab, he comes from Lot. Who comes from Rus? Rus and Boaz get married? David. Yishai? David. Who comes from David?
Yeah.
The tefillah of Avraham Avinu saved one person. You know who that one person was? It's the world. He saved the Mashiach. What looks on the outside as the biggest failure of a tefillah of all time, Be'emes, is possibly the greatest tefillah of all time. He saved Mashiach, Ben David. That's where Mashiach comes from. So sometimes when we daven, and we think we daven, we keep davening, and our tefillahs never get answered. Hashem, I didn't get this, I didn't get that. We just have to remind ourselves, where do I learn tefillah from? Right? The Nekudin and Chassidus, we always say, we go back to the Shoresh. I mean, going back to the Shoresh means that I go back to the root of what it is. So I always have to go back to the root of tefillah, which is what? That Avraham's tefillah saved Mashiach. It's a wild thing to think about. And it requires a lot of his bonus on that also. So, if you're looking to say for... So speak about a little bit that Indian, about sometimes when you think your tefillahs aren't answered, to be mechazik yourself in tefillah. So, it's Torah in the Kutim Aran. If anyone wants to put their stuff on the table, you're more than welcome to put them. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. Have pressure yourself. So there's a Torah in the Kutim Aran that Rav Nachman speaks about. The pasuk says in Devarim, "Veschan al Hashem ba'esa hi lemor." So listen to the words of, like we just sang, Rabbeinu, yeah, Rav Nachman. It's chusik in lenu. He says like this: "Dine ha'adam tzarach leispalal b'dveikus gadol l'Hashem isbarach." A person to daven to Hashem with great dveikus. You know what dveikus means?
Kavana.
A very good kavana. Or connection, like you're saying, right? Dveikus means to be connected, right? With great kavana, like Rabbi just said. Ach, im lefamim yesh es she'eno yachol espal dveikus. Let's say you come to Marv where you're not in the mood to daven Marv, you're not feeling Marv, not feeling chakras, but you don't have the energy to be in dveikus to daven. El al yomar eino espal tal. Don't say, you know what? It's probably better that I just don't daven Marv right now because I'm not there. Don't say that. Me'achar she'eno yachol lechavin karoil espal b'dveikus til in mekabelas. I don't say, you know what, I'm not going to daven well anyway, so Hashem doesn't want my tefillahs right now. He says, do not say that. And he quotes a Gemara, and then we'll come back here. It says, Af al pichin al yomar adam kein, ela yispala tamid. Don't say that, you know what, I'm not feeling tefillah right now. Now that's the time, I'm not going to daven now. Rather what? Daven always. Vim lo yuchal yispala b'tvekas karoi. And if, let's say, right now you can't daven when you're connected, you can't daven with clarity of your mind, right? Yispal b'chol kochol. And you know what you should do? Put your kochos into it. You ever have that where you're staying all night up for a Yankee game, Yankee playoff game, right? A Dodgers playoff game, World Series game, a Rangers game, and you're malish falling asleep, and all of a sudden you're just smacking yourself in the face back and forth? I've been there, I've done that. Why? Because I have to wake myself up. How many times I come to tefillah and be like, I'm not feeling, I'm mad tired, bro. You know, like, I gotta put my head down. But you would do it for the Yankees. So it shows, not to say that you have to equate Hashem with the Yankees, we're not talking about that right now. I'm saying that what? You could see sometimes when you're not feeling it, right? Or when the, what are they called? What's the Aussie football team called? The,
Collingwood, Melbourne?
No. What's the Rugby? National team called?
Australia?
Yeah, what's the nickname?
Wallabies.
Yeah, the Wallabies. Oh, so I remembered it. Oh. Shows you how far I used to, what's the name? What was the good guy's name?
Billy Slater?
No, it's 8 years ago.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. He was on my fantasy team for World Cup.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What's a thing?
Oh, that's Socceroos.
Socceroos, there it is. Yeah, Socceroos.
Kim Cahill.
Yeah, that's his name. very good. Right? See, Chevra, I'm all-around player over here, you know? It's even for Australia. I knew one day I would have a Talmud or a friend from Australia. Yeah? He said like this. Keep Eishi Yispal B'Tvekos Karoi. So rather put on your kochos. Yeah? At the time when you finally do have a great tefillah, which we all do at some point, we have a strong tefillah, that right now, mean that our tefillahs, they don't always go up. I mean, they're always there, but sometimes they don't daven strong enough, so they don't go straight up. But when a person has a perfect tefillah, when you have a good tefillah, not that perfect, when you have a strong tefillah, what happens is all the tefillahs that you davened until now, that one tefillah takes them all the way up. So what it means is that what? If you one time say, you know, I'm not there and I'm not going to daven, then what happens?
then that tefillah that could have been malad another time doesn't have any aliyah. He's saying here what? Is that daven now, even if you're not feeling it, at least try. Why? Because as long as you daven, you have a shot. Right? As long as you're there. Right? Even like this. Yeah, imagine if the Knicks are playing the Cavs. Yeah? Now, the Knicks never beat the Cavs. Right?
They did.
Right? They never beat them. Right? It's impossible. Or the... I don't even know. Another... Or the Aussies are playing the Spain. Right? There's no shot. You're not going to win the game. So imagine to say, you know what? We're not going to win. So you know what? We're just not going to show up. Right? It's not worth it. Right? But sometimes what happens, the other team could have an off night, and you could have an on night. And you could actually win that game. The whole thing is what? If you don't show up, you have no shot. But if you show up, then what? Even if it's almost impossible, you still have a shot. You could still do it. So that's what Nathan's telling us about the tefillah right there. So, another sefer from Nachman. It's called the Shtapchus HaNefesh. Really recommend this sefer. If anyone wants to know anything about it, Avi's actually learning it. So you can always ask him questions. Shtapchus HaNefesh. So Nachman says in Torah Lamed Vav in the Shtapchus HaNefesh. Be up there in a couple of months. Listen to what he says, Trevor. We're just going to build up an inyan right now, tefillah. Stay with me. Amar. Al kol davar tzrichim nispal. For everything in the world, you have to daven. Hainu. In bigdo karua v'tzarech lebeged. Let's say your shirt rips, right? Let's say your shoe rips, or any little thing, right? Yispal Hashem Yisbarach sheitein lo beged lubosh. Daven to Hashem to give you a beged. V'chein kol kayotze bazed davar gadol v'davar katan. Whether it's a big thing like you need a refuah thing for someone, or whether it's a small thing that my cup of water just spilled, right? And I need to clean up and I need a new cup of water. Accustom yourself to daven for Hashem for everything. Obviously, we know the ikar is to daven for hatzlach and avodas Hashem. We know that to come to close to Hashem. But for everything, whatever you could think of, even the smallest little thing, right? Your toilet's not flushing. Daven that your toilet starts to flush. Why not? Right? Like this. Kime'achar she'inu ma'amshich kolchi yuso ayidei tefila meshe... Oh, sorry, skip the line. V'amar. Mi she'inu misnai kach. A person, let's say, says, you know what? I don't need a daven for everything. Afal pi she'ashem yisbarach no'sein lo begadim u'parnasa tztarchus chiyuso. Right? Even though, let's say, a person doesn't say, you know what? I don't want to daven. And yeah, Hashem still gives you breath. Still gives you clothes to wear. Still gives you food. Ava kolchi yuso hu kimo behema. You know what you're like an animal. Shagam can Hashem Yisbarach no sin la lachma, like we say in Halukas, right? There's a cow has grass to eat, right? A dog gets from his master. It's all coming from Hashem. Hashem also gives animals food. They don't ask for it, let's say. So too, when a Jew doesn't ask for things, which means that what? Not say that I'm just bothering Hashem. Saying Hashem, I need you because I can't do it on my own. Then what? If you're not doing that, then your relationship with Hashem is what? Is like an animal. What's the curse? What's the most cursed animal in the world?
Nachash.
The Nachash, right? So what was the Nachash's curse?
No more legs.
Very interesting curse. The curse of the Nachash was that what? He's going to have to crawl on his stomach for the rest of his life. And you know what? And he's not going to be able to, and Hashem's going to give him all his food. Why is that a curse? That's a pretty geschmack thing, no? You don't have to do anything, I'm going to give you all your food. You know why it's a curse? Because it says, I have no more connection with you, ever. We're done. That's the biggest curse in the world. When you just have everything there, but there's no connection to Hashem. So it's just like being an animal. Right? He says a little bit later, but we'll just say it outside. He says, the tachlis of everything in the world, the mamshich, everything, for everything in the world, daven to Hashem. Why? Because that's your connection with Hashem. It's through tefillah. It's your conversation with Hashem. Right? That's why we say in Ashrei every day, we say, Tov Hashem lakol. So no, when you say the words Tov Hashem Lakol, what do you think of? If you think of anything?
Everything.
Right, that Hashem's good to everyone, right? That's not what it means. Tov Hashem Lakol. La means for also, right? Lamed means for. So Tov Hashem Lakol means what? Hashem's good for everything too. Meaning whatever you need in your life, even if it's the smallest little thing that you say, okay, it's really something I should really daven for, Hashem says, no, I want you to ask me for that. I want to have a relationship with you. For even the smallest things. Tov Hashem Lakol means that what? Let's say you hurt your finger. So before you call a doctor, first thing you should do, Hashem, please just guide me how to help my finger out. And then boom, it's a 1 second tefillah right there. Right? Let's say, again, best example, my toilet gets plunged. Right? And it's stuffed. So walk out of the bathroom and say, Hashem, please help me out just to be zilcha. And I'll tell you guys a mice outside that's happened one time, yeah? So sometimes in whatever, you know, your toilet just stops working, like you flush it, and it's just all the, even though nothing's in there, all the water comes to the top. You're like, oh God, this is not going to be good, you know? So remember, it happened when we were living in Queens, so like our stuff just stopped working. So I remember I learned this idea the day before that, and like it just wasn't working out. I never plunged a thing, I never did the plunger before, you know? So I stepped outside, I took a tilm with me, I said a tilm, and Shema's mom can curse Hashem. I was like, you know what, Baril, you're going to give me this right now. So I went in, and boom, a second later, everything was back to normal. So, but it felt so gishmak that I said, you know what, I'm going to daven to Hashem for this. Why? Because I just need a relationship with Hashem in such a small little nothing. But that's what tefillah is all about. It's about having a connection to Hashem in every little thing. Like it says in our parsha, it says on that pasuk where Avim daven for stone, the soreness of something unbelievable. Quotes the Gemara. It says, "Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavaro." Even if you have an executioner right on you, about to chop off your neck, even at that moment, don't give up hope. Even then, daven. Why? Because you never know when your tefillos are going to work. You never know when boom, you all the tefillos are pushing all the way up. You never know when it's going to be that one that takes over the top.
So why did Avram stop after a certain amount of tzaddikim right there?
Ah, good question. Good question. For another time. Remember, for another time. It's a good question though. Very good question. Right? But that's why the pasuk says, right, in Tehillim, it says, Kavi al Hashem, chazak v'yamitzbecha, ve? Kavi al Hashem. What does that mean? Kavi is lashon of, very good. Kavi is lashon of hope, of davening to Hashem. It says, Kavi al Hashem, what does it say next? Chazak v'yamitzbecha, ve kavi al Hashem, and davening again. But to mechazik yourself, to always mechazik yourself in tefillah. The Gemara says there are a few things in the world that need chizak. You know what one of those things is? Tefillah. It always means we have to be working on it to want to daven, to look forward to davening. But let me ask you a question. Now that we built up this yisod, also Kavi al Hashem plus Kavi al Hashem is Matcha Purim. For another time. Okay? Purim is going to be given Vahad and Chavar. Purim is Marsh. You see the board right
there? How many days? 132?
132 days until Purim.
Purim
10. Come on. Shad, of course.
Purim is Matcha.
Chanukah also. Yeah.
Oh. Purim plus Chanukah is Matcha Mashiach ben David. Yeah, we have the Purim board. We already have it up, no? You're into that, no?
Very
into. You don't have it on your boards? No?
Not yet.
We start.
How many days until Shabbos?
We start from Chanukah. 3 days.
3 days until Shabbos. Okay. So now that we built up this sort of tefillah, Chevra, we're gonna knock it in now, yeah?
Tomorrow Shabbos?
Very good. So the question is, though, Chevra, why tefillah? Why tefillah? Why do I need to mechazik my tefillah? Right? Why is such an inyan with this? And why does the world around me not care about tefillah at all? You ever look around? People like take pride in davening like a 20 minute shacharis, 10 minute mincha maariv. Why are people happy about that? Why is tefillah so looked down upon in the world? But in Pnimius HaTorah, tefillah is like the highest of the highest. Why is that? So it goes like this. Is that what's the whole? There's a whole inyan with lod. Yeah. So one we see that very interesting thing. Is that you see that the what is Rashi says when three malachim come to Avram, says right malach came to tell Sarah to go destroy Sodom and to heal Avram. So why do you need three malachim? Because it says that one malach can't do more than two job, can't do more than one job. So let me ask you a question. Okay, so we've got that down. Yeah, follow. One came to heal Avram, one came to destroy Sodom, and one came to tell Sarah. Okay. Yeah, everyone with me? We're good. So what does it say that two malachim went to Sodom? It says one came to flip over Sodom, and the other one who healed Avram came to save Lot. That's an obvious question. If he saved Avram, then how is he going now to save Lot? No, it's a stira. It's because what does Lot represent? Come in. What does Lot represent? What does Lot represent? We said before, who comes from Lot?
Mashiach
comes from Lot. So the whole Nikuda of Avram, that's why Avram was hanging out with Lot so much. And let me ask a question. The war, four kings versus five kings. Who was the captive in that war, that the whole war was over? Lot. You ever think about that? Oh, the first world war ever was surrounded around one person? Around Lot? What's the whole Asek with Lot? Because the whole world is chasing Mashiach. The whole world doesn't want to let Mashiach come. But Avram Vinu, he had his eye on Lot the whole time. So what's the meaning of Lot? We said David Melech comes from Lot. So if you look, David Melech says in Tehillim, in Kuf Tes, he says, Va'ani Tfila. He says, my inyan is Tfila. So where do you see that from? You have a pen? I'll show you guys something cool. So remember we said last week, the inyan of Miloy, right? So if you take the word Lot, Lot's name, yeah? Lamed. Okay, everyone see? So Lamed is spelled Lamed Mem Dalet. Right? Vav is Vav Yud Vav. And Tes is Tes Yud Tuf. Okay? So what do we get? We get 74 plus 22 plus 419. What do you get? 515. Yeah? So Lot, the Miloy of Lot is 515. 515 is Gematria Tefillah. That within Lot, we know that that's the Miloy represents Gematria, represents what's inside. So what was inside Lot? Mashiach. You know what else is inside Lot? Tefillah. That's what Rubenstein and my friend Alex is really telling me that also. It says hidden within Lot is Tefillah. Meaning what? That the whole inyan of Mashiach is Tefillah. Rav Nachman says in Torah Beis, he says, you know what the weapon of Mashiach is that he's going to take over the world with? Tefillah. He says that's the inyan of Mashiach, is Tefillah. It's something that the world is so against. Why? That even good Jews don't mechavit. Why? Because when something's so holy, there's always the other side trying to fight against it. Right? Not to say that Lot was holy, but what he had in him, that was the sword of the whole world. So the whole world is what? Just chasing after the Nikud of Mashiach. So just to close out, that today, this past day was two big Yurtzites. Well, it was a couple big Yurtzites. Two of the Yurtzites was, we know, Rachel Imenu. Now, so Rachel's son, Binyamin. So, what's the whole Indian? What do we know about Rachel Imenu that she's still doing now? Rachel Mevaka Abaneha. She's crying over us. What's the highest form of tefillah? With bechiyas, right? With crying. When a person cries in tefillah, it says all the gates sometimes could be closed. What's the gate that's never closed? The Shar HaDemalos. Right? The gate of crying, that's never closed. So that's exactly what Rachel Imenu represents, crying. So that's what we had today. We had the Inyan of Tefillah. What does Binyamin represent? So of all the Shvatim, we said this last night, of all the Shvatim, right, there's only one of the Shvatim born in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone else is born in Beis Lavan. I'll tell you great remnants on Beis Lavan. You ready for this? Beis Lavan is the place of all Tumah in the world, no? The lowest Tumah in the world. If you translate Beis Lavan into English, what do you get?
House of White.
White House.
The White House. Crazy, no? Bruce likes saying that. Right, Beis Lavan means White House. Separate Indian, yeah? So, where was I? Ah, so Binyamin. So Binyamin, Reb Nachman says, what does Binyamin represent? Binyamin represents Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, only one of the Shvatim born in Eretz Yisrael. So let me ask you, yeah, Binyamin, perfect. So what's the connection of Tefillah and Eretz Yisrael? Any idea? So it goes like this. Reb Nachman has a beautiful idea where he says, when Moshe Rabbein is fighting against the Malik, I always come back to Parham, right? When he's fighting against the Malik, it says, well, how did Moshe win that war? As long as...
Hands up. Perfect.
So what does the pasuk say? When it says Moshe's hands are up, it says, Vayihi Yadav Emuna. It says his hands were Emuna. So what does that mean? So Targum Ukla says, what does it mean, Vayihi Yadav Emuna? It says his hands were prushin but slow. His hands were spread out in tefillah. Which means that what... So what does Emuna mean? Vayihi Yadav Emuna means tefillah. So Emuna and tefillah go one thing. Go one thing together. It's one thing. Yeah? So the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Shchan Eretz," that you're going to dwell in the land, "Urei Emuna," and you're going to pasture Emuna. So what does that mean? That you dwell in it when you're in Eretz Yisrael. What are you? You're building yourself up with Emuna. It means what? You're building yourself up with Tefillah. The Eretz Yisrael is the makom of Tefillah, right? It's called an avira de kedusha, avira de tahara. The kudah is we're in Eretz Yisrael right now. It's a place where Tefillah is everywhere. But not just in a base measures, not just in Beit Knesses. The whole makom Eretz Yisrael, we're here. We're here to work on our tefillah. Tefillah is a lashon of dveikus, right? It's all about connecting with Hashem, like we started with. The whole nekuda is also to not get frustrated in tefillah. To know, like we said before, that with the first tefillah of Avraham Avinu, we learned tefillah from what? What looks like the worst tefillah of all time is what we still have hope for, the Mashiach is going to come. That's what tefillah represents. That's what David Melech represents. That's why we know we say in Hallel, we say, Evan Masu Habonim, Haisa L'Rosh Pina. Right? So different Midrashim say different things. One of the Midrashim speaks about that at first, the David Melech. Because when Shmuel came to the house of Yishai and looked for set to choose who was going to become the leader, it says he's looked at all the sons of David, and then they pointed to David, right? And they said, nah, can't be him. Cannot be him. He's nothing. Look how small he is. For example, David versus Goliath, right? Everyone laughed at David, said, you're never going to be able to do it. But what happened to David? What does David become? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayin. Which Evan Ma'asu Habonim. It means the stone that everyone made fun of and says nothing. Haisa L'Rosh Pina goes to the highest. That's the whole inyan of David Melech. That's the whole inyan of Mashiach in this world. Mashiach right now is called an Ani Rochev Al Chamor. Right? It's like a poor person riding on a donkey. When Mashiach comes, you're going to see the beauty of Chai is going to go to the highest places. Part of that is the people who choose to be connected to Tefillah now, those are the people who's going to be shaykh to Mashiach the most when it comes. Mirz Hashem. And here remaining. But that's the Nakuda, Vichavra. We have an opportunity here where, yes, I spoke to a chavar of mine today. Chavar of mine today, we're just schmoozing a little bit. It's important to hear this. It's a guy who's in smicha. Yeah, it's important to hear this. And we're just schmoozing. You're talking about, he's like, you know, saying different things. He's like, I'm not really sure like why I'm here so much. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, it's good. I was like, what are we talking? Like, do you feel like you're growing? He's like, I feel like I'm growing a lot in like learning. It's like, but I feel like I've lost like ruchnius. I feel like I've lost that connection to Hashem here. Sometimes a person can learn so much, so much. You could be in base management all day, which we should be. We should try to learn as much as we can. What happens? But you forget about Hashem. You forget about dveikus. You forget, I don't have time to daven. I have to get back to my sugya. So you think Hashem gave us tefillah to inconvenience us? No way. The idea is that we have to mechazik ourselves tefillah, to get excited for tefillah. Right? I mean, to learn something about tefillah. To know how precious it is. To know that, literally, I'm talking to Hashem. Right? It's hard to connect that, but again, it's not. You're not going to learn this from listening to me. You're going to learn this by doing it on your own. I'm just giving you the diburim of Rabbi Nachman, of other tzaddikim, are telling us that what? That the best thing in the world, when you're connected to tefillah, it brings you to the highest of places. That's the nekuda. So just to finish off with two more things, if anyone has to go, then don't feel any pressure to stay. I promise you, I'm not going to be upset if you really have to go. Avi, see you later, brother. Thank you for staying. So we'll just finish with this. Everyone to the mikveh today? Twice, that's it. I thought by now he'd be five times. He'd be sponsoring all of us. Okay, right? So we'll just read one line from the Avishat Shadar. One line from the Zohar Kaddish. Siyat Ishmael. Listen to what the Zohar says, okay? With complete year, we're going to try to learn this together. So it goes like this. Speaks about how, quotes the pasuk, says v'tachanu berechaim, right? Rechaim means like it's a mill, it chops stuff up. It says mehacha mand apik milin doraisa anu lomdim ki mishemotzei divrei Torah tefila bimpiv, that a person who says words of Torah and tefila tzarach limidchan non bishnayim, you have to like crush them with your teeth, meaning what? Ula apka milin shlemin. Tzarch litchon osam b'shinayim, the hainu levar osam hetev, to say the words clearly, right? To say the words out, yeah? Ula apka milin shlemin, and to make sure they're complete words. V'inun milin iskriu shlemin. And those, when you say these words fully, grab a seat over here. Right? When you say these words fully, that's really, those are real words. So this is what he says, Chavar. This is very intense, it's very real. V'ocharanin di'inu shatyan, v'osam b'nei adam shehem shotim, the other people who are shotim, you know what shotim means? A fool, an idiot. The achlin milim bilhalata shenira kilu ochlim atevos miras. That what? That they say the words very quick. They go very quick. V'lo tochanin lon b'tochanin dilhon v'inam tochanin mosam b'tochan shelhem. And they don't chew on the words. Meaning what? They don't say the words out clearly. Shem hashinayim apnimin uvishinehon. And they don't form the words out. Maksiv behu. What does it say about a person like that who doesn't daven clearly? You know, you ever wonder about that person when you're davening Shemon Esrei, and like, they're like, within 3 seconds, Yalav Yavo, you know? Like, I didn't even say Hashem Sfasatifta, you know? You ever wonder, like, people, like, why are they looking to scream out Yalav Yavo, to show, like, I didn't daven today, you know? Like, what are you running from? What are you trying to show, that, like, you don't daven? You know, like, Mashiva Ruach Mordegeshem. Before we even start Shemon Esrei, like, this guy, like, okay, like, you know, he's like waiting all day. The guy who shows up, like, oh boy, I'm going to be the one who announces it today, even before the Shamash gets up there. They're like, what are you doing? You know? So, what does it say about a person like this? Habasar odenu bein shinehem ve'af Hashem char ba'am. It says, you know what? Like the meat's still between their teeth, and Hashem gets upset at that person. Tama davar di'inun migizon demand amar halitenina. Kihem migeza, because they're from the same place, v'shoresh esav harasha. Same place. Same type of midos as who? As Esav HaRasha. What does it say about Esav? It says Esav HaLiteinina. They did everything. He ate very quickly. That's the nekuda of what the Zohar Kadosh is telling us about tefillah. Is that, well, when you come to tefillah, don't just come to like run through it. It's not a race. It's a chance to have dveikus. Chance to have connection. It's a chance to connect it to Mashiach, like we said before. That the shorish of all tefillahs, when you come to shachris tomorrow morning, to know that this shachris is built on what? On saving Mashiach. This shachris is shayach to Mashiach. Right? Like what Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg says. He says that, think of it. For all the thousands of years we've been in Golus, how many tefillos have we davened? So many tefillos. So that people ask the question, if all the tzaddikim back in the day, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Ari HaKadosh, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachman, right? The Maor Yanayim, the Zevul Kitzis, right? The Baal Tanya, the Gra, right? All the tzaddikim, they all daven, they didn't bring Mashiach. What makes you think we're going to bring Mashiach? What makes us think that? The kud is, you know what they did for us? They built up all the way there that now all it needs is just one more tefillah. And that could be your tefillah tomorrow morning. Could be your tefillah tomorrow morning also. We don't know. But you sure wouldn't want to miss that opportunity if it was on you. And we never know what that one, we never know which tefillah could take it to the highest of places. Now I'll just finish with telling a story about the Berditchever. So we said last week that it says about Avraham Avinu, it says V'amin b'Hashem, that Avraham Avinu had Amunah in Hashem, V'yachshaveh lo l'tzedakah. And Hashem said, your Amunah in me, that's tzedakah. So Rav Nachman says, he says, when a person has Amunah in Hashem, that's giving tzedakah to Hashem. So what do we see in the Torah? We see that Hashem gets tzedakah. Wild thing, no? Should we give Hashem tzedakah? So what's our tzedakah to Hashem? Amunah. That's what the pasuk says. What do we say is emunah before?
Tefillah.
So it means our tefillos is literally us giving tzedakah to Hashem. So listen to the story with the Kedushas Levi. Wild story. It says Kedushas Kaba Harava Kadosh Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Miberditchev. Right? Hisna when he became the, like the rav of the town. Hisna im Rosh Eir. He made a deal with all the people in the city. It says Shelo Yatrichu Hu Lavo Lechol Aseifa Me'aseifa Zakal. He says here's the deal. I'll be the rabbi as long as you don't invite me to any of the gatherings. Don't bother me. I don't want to come to anything. Rak l'cheshayirtu l'sakin ezem minag chadash. Unless you want to make a new takana. Right? If you want to make a new takana or a new minag, fine, then I'm in. So again, just 1 second, just to build up. It's speaking about Sodom. In Sodom, there was no such thing as tzedakah. If you had an ani, right, the whole maisa, which is not, it's a very intense maisa, but basically what made Hashem want to destroy Sodom is that he heard the screams of a girl. If anyone wants to see it inside, it's a very intense Rashi, a very intense Medrash, that basically this girl gave tzedakah, and they mamish, they killed her. So it's a kid that I see it inside. So again, so now, okay, so that's the Yisrael he's building up. Vayhi. So remember, the Berditchever's deal was what? What was the deal? Don't invite me to anything unless there's something new. So vayhi hayom. Rashi kal his asfu l'shem ha'takanas minak chadash. Here they said, oh, today we're making new takana in the city. Says the new takana is that poor people are not allowed to go up to people's doors to ask for money. Instead of that, we'll just give them. We'll put some Cheerios in a box, and we'll give them to that every month. That's the deal. They're not allowed to ask for tzedakah anymore. He said, "Oh, it's a new takana. So who do we have to invite? The Kedushas Levi." Harav ba, he came. Vehem here to lefanav es devar tzakana shebedaitel and hig. Kisham harav es devar tzah, none of our mar. So he told him the new deal. And when the Berditchever heard this, listen to what he said. Zachad, his chevra. Halome rosh bikashti lekem, levat hachru le tzakana yishana. Didn't I tell you? Don't bother me for old tzakanos. I don't want to be bothered. They said, Rabbeinu, halo davar chadash anu rotz manig. Isn't this a new thing that we're doing? This is a new tzakana. It's a brand new thing. Hashiva, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, listen, chevra, lo achai. That's not the truth. Ta'os hu biyadchem, you're making a big mistake. Lo davar chadashu, this isn't something new. Ela minhag yashin nosham, this is an old minhag from back in the days. Nimos Sodom va'amora. Shetiknu shalula seis mizonos laniyim. They also made a takana not to give tzedakah. Devarav hacharifim shal tzadik nichsu leiv hanasafim v'teichav esiru es atzasos me'al perik. And then immediately they got rid of that minhag. What did you tell them? He says, you don't want to give tzedakah. You know who else didn't give tzedakah? That's Stilman and Amora. So what's our chiyuv of tzedakah we give to Hashem every day?
Tefillah.
That's our tzedakah to Hashem. So listen, the Hilchos Tefillah, the Shulchan Aruch. Listen to what we say. Kol hanosein tzedakah l'ani b'sever panim ra'os. Whoever gives tzedakah to an ani with a bad face on, upan kvushat b'karka, and you're like, oh, I'm so upset I have to give you. I feel even if you give him $1 billion, $1 million, ibed zchuso v'efsida, you get no zchus, you get nothing from that. Va'over al v'lo yera'a levavcha, you're over a lav for that. For what? For giving tzedakah in an angry way. But I show up in tefillah like, I'm not in the mood for this right now. Ugh, why do I have to wear my tefillah now? Why do I have to daven? You know what? You're over a lav. Why? Because you're not giving tzedakah to Hashem. That's Hashem's tzedakah. Ela tzarech litein b'sever panim yafos u'besimcha. And b'simch when you do that, u'misonin mo atzaraso. K'mosh amar Iyov, imlok b'chisi l'kshe yom agma nafshi l'avion. V'daber lo d'vrei tanchum v'nichum m'shemar v'leiv alman anin. When you give a tzedakah, you should say nice things to Ani. Don't just give, it's like this. You can have a person who gives 300 shekel to Ani and says, get out of my face. You have a person who says, I only have one agura, but, chav, brother, have the best day ever, have a great Shabbos. Boom, you put a smile on his face, who's better? The second guy. Why? Because the first guy told him, get the heck out of my face. Second guy said, I wish I'd give you something, but here, this is what I have for you. So just finished with now I'm thinking there's just one more quick maisa. This is all unbelievable maisa. So there's Shlomo Karbach. That's a very special maisa. There's Shlomo Karbach. It's your set also coming up next week. So, little mom just finished with this. So, we know that by Shlomo Karbach, he used to give away like all his money. After a concert, he'd give away all his money right away. So there was one time he played a concert in New York City. And after the concert, he was outside, and an African-American man came up to him and said, oh, Rabbi, can I have some money, please? You know, he says, like, I need some money. All of a sudden, Shlomo looks at him. He's like, oh, my holiest brother, Amamish brother, I'm so sorry. I just gave away my last penny. I'm so sorry. And the African-American looks at him. He's like, no, Rabbi, no. You called me brother. No one's ever said that to me before. That's all I needed. Thank you. Realize that how much more diburim that we say to someone else? Can do something for someone than to give them actual tzedakah. It's our dibur. It's our tefillah. When we speak with diburim nichumim to Hashem, we sing out our tefillah. Listen, it might not be so shy sometimes in minyan to say the words too loud, you know? But, you know, we should long to have that. When we come to Kabbalah Shabbos, you know, we should be on fire for it. We should sing. We should have a nice niggin for tefillah. You know, try to have a niggin in the way you learn Gemara. Try to have a certain niggin that you sing the Gemara with. A very nice thing. Now what? To realize that what? Do I show up that I'm not in the mood for this? Do I show up to Hashem? So this is your tzedakah, but I'm going to give a seven part of my yafos. However, this is the nekuda of tefillah. Some we mamish need to mechazik. Because why? We're mamish the mute of the mute. We're the smallest number. You could even be in a yeshiva with guys who are learning Yom Valela, but no one cares at all about tefillah. Why are you davening so long? What do you have to daven so much for? But this is the Indian Mashiach. It's what team are you going to be on? You're going to be on team of a guy who thinks he knows a lot? You're going to be a team of Mashiach ben David. David HaMelech's whole lineage is Vani Tefillah. Avram Vinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they set up Tefillah. These are the Avos HaKadoshim. And we're just going to take their Tefillahs and throw them in the garbage? I'm not going to be someone who's going to do that. And I think it's something we often mechazik. But again, it's not going to be, you're not going to learn this from me. You're going to learn it by going on your own. Going on your own, being this bodeh a little bit, thinking about Hashem. Hashem, teach me how to daven. Give me the words to say. Like we start off every Shmoneh Esrei. Hashem sfasai tiftach, ufi agid tiyasecha. So the Kedushat Levi says, Hashem sfasai tiftach. Means what? You're saying to Hashem, Hashem, you open my mouth, ufi agid tiyasecha. And you give me the words to say also. That Lamaisa says, if Hashem's davening for you, what it really is, that you ask Hashem, help me daven to you. Give me the kochos to daven. Help me get fired up for davening. Go to a mikveh before davening. Once a week, once a month. Right? Do something to fire yourself up before davening. You know, go for a run before davening if you have to wake yourself up. Whatever it is. But think about it. Think about it. Think of how can I internalize this and make it part of my life. So b'schus this, v'shizocha to that day, so I should be tancing with David HaMelech, tancing in the Yer HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, we're here with the Gula Shleima of David HaMelech Yisrael, Chav HaKayim, Simen Tov, Mazdov, Ilanu Chol Yisrael, Amen.
I love in Mele, Mele, Israel, David Mele, Mele, Israel, David Mele, Mele, Israel, Mele, Israel, Kayakaya, David Mele, Mele, Israel. David Melech, Melech Israel, David Melech, Melech Israel, Melech Israel, Chayekayim, Avay Tzimin, Tzimin Tov, Ahayu Mazel, Mazel Tov, Ayehe Lanu, Lechol Israel, Amen, Avay Tzimin, Tzimin. Ahayu mazel, mazel tov. Ayehei lanu lechol Yisrael. Oh, amen. David melech, melech Yisrael. David melech, melech Yisrael. Melech Yisrael, chai v'kayam. Zimin, zimin tov. Ahayu mazel, mazel tov. Ayehei lanu lechol Yisrael. Amen. Ahavai zimin, zimin tov. Ahayu mazel, mazel tov. Ayehei lanu lechol Yisrael. Shabbos, Kavodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,